10 minutes flat. Call the meeting to order with the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Board President comments. I won't take very long, but I would like to thank Kim Manny for everything that she's done for me as president and Frank in his absence, and everything that she's done for the district. It's much appreciated. You've always been kind, always been more than patient. So on behalf of the board, we'd like to present you with a card. Welcome Heather, who's replacing Kim in the district, and we look forward to working with you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, I got the paper right here.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
Of co-district clerk.
Of co-district to the best of my abilities.
District clerk according to the best of my abilities. Thank you. Superintendent comments.
All right. First off, last week we had a Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Charlie Baskew. It was really a very, very nice evening, particularly for his family. Charlie's been a longtime fixture here in Whitehall at the Rec Center. As a coach for the district, a mentor to so many different children over the years. It was really a pleasure to have him inducted and be recognized here in Whitehall in our Athletic Hall of Fame. And certainly our well wishes go out to his family as they go through these very difficult times. But the love and strength and compassion of that family, I'm sure will get them through. So just wanted to make a quick mention of that. We're sitting here at the end of what has been an absolutely insane year. Thank goodness we're almost at the end, and our teachers, our aides, our cafeteria staff, our bus drivers, our maintenance staff, our administrative staff, secretarial staff, I would stack them up against any faculty anywhere. The work that these folks have done throughout the course of this year has been outstanding. This has been difficult, to say the least. They've created programs. They've completely changed the way they teach. Meetings have been held differently, and we've done all we could do throughout the course of the year to make sure our kids had some sort of educational, social, emotional, behavioral supports. So with that said, I just want to go on record with the board saying you've got a phenomenal group of people working here in Whitehall, and I appreciate them each and every day for everything they do. So we're very lucky to have the folks we have. We'll be creating some programs, doing some programs this summer, learning loss programs to be able to get our kids that have missed instruction up to speed. We're going to be facilitating those programs down at the Rec Center. We're going to be providing transportation. We're going to be providing meals, which are different this year with the target of being able to get the students that we need to have here most here. So the provision of that transportation hopefully will make a big difference. Utilizing our grant funds moving into next year, we're looking forward to continuing some of those programs throughout the course of the school year to be able to provide supports and services to kids after school, as well as on weekends, to get them out into the community, to get them down to Proctor's, to get them to SPAC, to get them wherever we can get them, to give them exposure to community. So we're looking forward to doing many of those things. Changes that have been made throughout the course of this year, such as block scheduling at the junior-senior high school, will continue. We're seeing that that really makes a difference for kids in the way that we're able to provide support. So a lot of those weird things that have happened as a result of COVID, we've learned, are really beneficial, and it's caused us to change our ways and realize that these are things that are going to be good for kids moving into the future. So while it's been a challenging year, it's been an enlightening year, and that's really all I want to say. But thank you to everybody, for you guys, for the board as well, for supporting us through this craziness. It's been a bizarre year. And again, Kim, I'm actually going to miss you a little.
Did you get that part in the middle? It has been a pleasure. This Board of Education is amazing, and you deserve applause because you are.
That's all I have.
Okay. Board and staff reports. Treasurer's report.
I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the reports before you. Kate, if you have anything you would like to add?
Nope, not at this time. I can tell you that we've scheduled the auditors to come in for the pre-testing at the end of June, beginning of July, and then they'll be coming for the rest of the audit towards the end of July. So That's my official the school year's over notice is when I set those appointments.
Do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Dudley, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items requiring board action.
All right, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the board minutes of May 10, 2021.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Armstrong. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. CSE, CPSE minutes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the many different dates that are listed for annual review meetings for the CSE and CPSE.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mr. Baker, second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. CSEA Memorandum of Agreement.
With pleasure and with thanks, and I see Penny sitting up there in the peanut gallery. Working with Penny has always been a pleasure, if not an experience. And we went through and we negotiated a very good contract. One of the things that I've said since I've been here as superintendent, our contracts are about recruitment and retention of quality candidates. And our past two contracts, we've worked hard to move those salaries, starting salaries, continuing salaries up. In the CSEA, we've put together a good contract that gives them healthy raises while moving our CSEA folks from the alt PPO over to the HRA plan, utilizing those savings and infusing those savings right back into salary. So I do recommend the board take action to approve that CSEA salary.
Do we
contract,
have a,
rather.
Do we have a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Yay!
It's been a long time coming. We started that well back in February of
last.
That was pre-COVID.
COVID got in the way of a lot of things.
Yes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to accept and certify the results of our May 18 election.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Armstrong. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Authorization to pay bills.
I think it's a good idea.
Do we have a motion to
bills?
Do we have a motion to approve the bills?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Baker. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Change orders.
We do have a couple of change orders that exceed my authorization limit that you do have before you that I would like to recommend the board take action to approve. Both are storm-related damage change orders.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. LaChapelle. Second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Smart School Bond Act.
As you recall, 2 months ago, we had Jay LaMora from BOCES out here to talk to you about the Smart Schools Bond Act and how we could allocate those monies. We have since posted that information to our website for the 30 days required. So I am asking you this evening to approve the Smart Schools Bond Act. We did receive notification last week that we have been approved for an expedited process, which means we're actually going to be able to start the work this summer. Very excited about that.
Great. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Mr. Armstrong, second?
Second.
Mr. Baker, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Unaffiliated contracts.
Yes, much like the CSEA contract, I would like to recommend that the board approve the unaffiliated contracts for the 2021-2022 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve those contracts?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Baker. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Summer days.
Each year we have some staff that we do need to have on site for a period of time each summer. They consist of guidance counselors, psychologists, social workers, our food service director, DITA students, athletic director to do some chores that they need to accomplish throughout the course of the summer. I have listed for you those individuals and days that I'm requesting for the board to approve for summer work.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, second?
Second,
Mrs. Arquette. Any discussion?
What are the counselors and social workers? I understand the other ones. What do those guys do over the summer?
The counselors do a lot of work. Number one, they need to complete all of the transcripts for students. They need to take care of paperwork that needs to be filed with the state of New York. They also work on creating master schedules, working out tweaks, registering students throughout the course of the summer.
Cool.
Our social workers continue to work with students and with families throughout the course of the summer, as our psychologists do when things come up.
Great, thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
We do have a series of appointments here today. I am going to indicate that we are going to be removing one of them, and that is our appointment for the new school business manager. Unfortunately, I received a notification just before we came down here that she was going to accept another position. So there we have it. But apart from that, I would like to recommend the board. Yes, we can. Absolutely. Yep. So what I would like to do is if we can separate Rachel Waters from the rest of the group. Rachel is being recommended for the position of Drama Club co-advisor. We can pull that one out and act on that first, if that would work for everyone. So I would like to recommend that we appoint Rachel Waters to the drama position.
And I will be recusing myself from that vote. So do we have a motion to approve Mrs. Waters?
So moved.
Mr. Armstrong, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Dudley. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
All right. Would the board be comfortable doing a consent agenda on all these other appointments?
Yeah.
By my simply saying I would like to recommend all of them with the exception of the appointment of Karen McGregor to the business position.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve those recommendations?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations and terminations.
Yes, we do have a series of resignations here. People that are resigning at the end of the 2020-2021 school year. Cassie Hemsing, Roz Thomas, Jordan Hoke, Talia Dyer, Kaylee Kelly, and Evie Gordon.
Do we have a motion to approve those resignations?
So moved.
Mr. Baker, a second?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion?
Mr. Armstrong.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Armstrong. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Leave of absence.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the unpaid leave of Perry Pearson from May 26 through June 17. We just recently received that letter from Perry making that request.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second?
Second.
Mr. Baker, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Admin content.
Yes, we do have a couple of contracts that I would like the board to approve for next year. One being with the Wildwood School for some of our special needs students, as well as the Center for Disability Services, which also services our students with special needs. We also have a TBS, which is a maintenance agreement with our HVAC and heating systems.
Do we have a motion to approve those contracts?
So moved.
Mr. Armstrong, I'm sorry, you guys are sounding alike. Mr. Armstrong and then Mr. Baker as a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Disposals.
Yes, we do have a couple, actually more than a couple, several books, as well as an old copier that we would like to dispose of with the board's permission.
Motion to approve those disposals.
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, thank you. Second?
Second.
Mrs. Norton. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. items of information.
Yes. In your packets, we do have a couple of documents that we just wanted to make sure. One document that we wanted to make sure you saw. I sent that petition out to the board back on May 27th, but I just wanted to make sure you had a hard copy in your hands today. We do have our reorg meeting that's coming up on July 6th. We have had years where we've had that reorg meeting in the morning. We've had that reorg meeting in the evening. We can certainly do evening or morning, whatever works for folks. But I just want to throw that out and ask you guys if you have a preference on when we do that.
I don't.
For me, July 6th morning would be better, but
that's
somewhere
appropriate.
I just can't be there.
July 6th is what day is it?
It's a Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah, it's
Tuesday.
I'm working Tuesday.
You work Tuesday?
I don't care.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, so leave to you, boss.
July 6th morning?
July 6th morning.
Is that good?
Like 9 o'clock? Would you be able to stop in for, because the reorg's quick.
If it's early, I got to be at work for 8. I don't think no one wants to come in that early. So I'm at like quarter after 7, I get, you know what I mean? I got to be at work by 7:30, even 7:30.
No, we don't have to. We just have to have a quorum.
We just have to have a quorum. So is that all right? Do you care? Should we move it?
I don't care.
We'll do July 6th, 9th.
9 o'clock?
Is that good?
Okay.
Okay.
Something
changes. Let me know if it does. Yeah. Okay. 9 o'clock. Okay.
But we could always just call for an officer to be sent over.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I lied. I can't be there in the morning either.
Okay.
Unless it's really early.
I can take a poll after.
I can do this. Okay. I can do this 7 o'clock one.
What I'll do is I'll take a poll after and see when everyone's available.
Yeah. Well, either way, I mean, we can certainly do evening. Just throw it out. Sometimes it's more convenient for people if they like doing them in the summer early. That way, you don't have to come back at night. So, Rox will do a poll and we'll figure it out.
Okay. Retirement announcement.
Yes. I'm sorry. Jim Dexter, he's our FOSI superintendent. I've had the good fortune of working with a couple different DSs in my career, and Jim Dexter the guy's amazing. He knows the stuff. He has done so much to bring the Wishy BOCES together. We were fractured when he first started, and as a consortium of school districts, he's brought everyone together. And Jim has notified us last week that he plans to retire at the end of next school year. So he's going to be a big loss to the region, big loss to all of the individual schools, and certainly is a person that I respect a great deal. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be sitting on that committee for hiring the new DS.
Now, Patrick, he's retiring next year?
At the end of next year, at the end of the 21-22 school year.
Thank you.
He's notified us early, so that way we can start the process and get that moving. So,
good for him.
Administrative staff, anything you want to share before we go?
So I will be accepting a position on Wednesday night at another school district.
I didn't want to say anything out loud. I wanted Julie to be able to share it with you. We certainly are greatly appreciative of the work that she's done here with us for the past year. But living down in the Albany area and making the commute she's been making up here for the year with young children at home, we appreciate all that she's done and certainly wish her well, cutting 2 hours off her commute each day. So we'll be looking for a new director or coordinator of special education for next year as well. But, you know, we thank you for all that you've done, and certainly I told you when you came in and spoke with me, while I would be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed, I completely understand. You're doing what's best for your family, and I certainly respect that.
It's been a pleasure.
Good luck, Julie.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. visitors' comments. Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'd just like to say that.
Yes.
This past Thursday, we had that senior meal at the Elks.
Mm-hmm.
And they got their yearbooks and their cap and gowns, and it was a great affair. And as usual, the Elks know how to cook food. And it was excellent. And the other thing was, when I was up at the elementary garden and looking down, 3 truckloads of roof insulation came. I'm talking about tractor and trailers. And they're sitting out there. What an impressive sight to look down and see these white things.
I'm hopeful that right now they're not scattered all through Whitehall.
You stop. Stop setting us up for failure.
I really hope they're sitting in a pile still, George.
That was very impressive.
I've become so jaded. I don't understand it.
Yes, Mrs. Hollister.
I chaperoned one of the sectional softball games up at the elementary school. Stillwater coach. I come out of the office and I'm just looking, because I do every day. I just love this campus. And I said, he kind of like looked perplexed, and I said, can I help you? And he said, can you help me move here? And I said, well, I don't know why. And he said, I have never been to a campus as beautiful as this one is here.
He said,
you must have a team that can do nothing but mow. And I said, well, we have people that mow.
Yeah, we have a George.
Yeah, we have a George and a John. But it really did my heart good. And I told him that I would definitely bring that to the attention of the board the next time.
It does look beautiful.
And he said, kudos to all of our main, you know, our groundskeeping staff, because they just do wonders for this campus.
Somebody made a similar comment at the Lake George softball game about the campus, that it was the most beautiful campus they've been to.
Yeah.
Nice. Good to hear.
Yes.
You should have told him Judy's got a house for sale if he wants.
Any other?
From 8 occupants to 2. So.
Any other comments from the board?
I just say thank you, Mr.
Please.
Armstrong, for his hard work and dedication on that elementary school garden, because that's going to be a sight to see as well. They've already got lots of things sprouting, the fence is up, the watering cans are out, and it's extra special for our kids to be part of, and it really does serve our community well. So thank you, Mr. Armstrong. You and Mrs. Borden I really work up a sweat out there, and it does not go unnoticed or unappreciated. Thank you.
I would like you to start wearing an orange vest when you're out there.
Hey, I was out down at the corner and I didn't have it on, and I scurried back to the truck.
We didn't know where that went on.
Traffic at the end of the day.
Anything else? Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, second.
Second.
Ms. Dudley, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
What was our time?
Oh, the meeting was over within the 18 minutes.